do a marketing movie.
I'll say, for me, I had a dream of working at a school. I'm in the lifestyle section, manufacturing section. What I tell people all the time is that you need to be patient. I moved to New York to do fashion 7 years before I was invited to do fashion. And I really didn't give it up. I wasn't coveting somebody else's job, but I was styling all the shoes because I knew how to do that. Like, we would go to different countries, and the lifestyle section didn't have a budget for a stylist. I remember we went to Zimbabwe, and I asked Iman, who had started her makeup collection, would you give me a pack of makeup because I need to do these ladies' makeup? And I would nicely go in, like my mom told me, and can I give you some makeup? And I would do the makeup I learned how to do, you know? So I prepared myself. Would you have me give all of your gifts whenever you do anything? But I had a dream that I had a business many years ago, and it had a name, and it had a list of about 15 things. And I could not go back to sleep, so I woke up, typed it out, and it yelled on my refrigerator for years until it was time to leave Essence. Because I didn't really want to leave, but at the time, Susan wasn't going anywhere. And I was only one more job that I wanted. So I had and the friction made me activate my dream. And to launch my business, I had written a book, Jump in the Room, the African American Wedding Planner, which became a bestseller. And that helped me to have my own brand, because I was only associated beautifully with Essence. In my dream, one of the things was that I wanted to do that. So I left launching my business and splitting my time, helping to create the magazine that didn't even have a name at the time. I helped to create the name Sephora. And then I went on to be the creative director of that. I helped to create American Legacy Woman. I was founding editorial director of Uptown. And prior to Florida, I helped to resurrect Ebony. And I say that with love. The first cover, I was the creative director first, and then the editor in chief. And I learned it the day that I was on.
Do you need it?
But what he did, and the first cover that I produced was Up the Rock Michelle Brown. And we traveled along that journey. So, in this event, lots of other things, but it was never, it was all Black media. So it wasn't a question of somebody other than me having an issue, except for with Savoy, this timing, this cultivating it. That's the only time there was a whole lot of money behind it, and they were scared to launch it. So it was launched under Len and Keith Clean Scales under Vanguard. To me, like, it was my dream. You're supposed to do this. And therefore, I've done it, along with, there were 14 other things on the
Well, for me, I've long been a believer that opportunity is made in your mind. So when you reach your dream, you better know what to do with it. So when I became beauty director, you know, of course, in any position, you're given a job description, but what would you have been really visionary beyond that? So I went to work with Black Women. That's how I got it. It really wasn't about a direct board or you're supposed to do this and put out this page and that. So my question and thing was, why not do this? Why not do that? So not only including the products and finding the products actually that work for us and talking to us about our view, but I began to educate the manufacturers because I couldn't understand how we weren't visible. I couldn't understand how you could show me 30 shades of makeup and I couldn't find myself in one of them. If I couldn't find myself, then the millions of Black women that I showed up for today couldn't find themselves. So that became a big mission. You know, another opportunity when I pitched for the position of cover director. You know, I've been in the magazine 6 years, long before it was called branding. I wanted to give the magazine a signature. And you know, whether you see the Essence logo or not, you recognize this magazine, Mirror and Me, and this world. Same thing in any position that I've been in, anywhere you find me, whether in media, television, radio, what have you. I'm working on this. That's my hope. Same reason I started my own company, and I moved to editor at large. But it's about helping companies look for brand awareness, brand engagement. So, yeah, when you see it, if you get the truth, you better know it.
Okay, I come from the newspaper world, and when I started the Journal, as she said earlier, I was the only black woman which is really, I mean, now there were other people before me, but at that time I was the only one. And, you know, let me tell you, it was a racist question. I mean, it still is. And it was, and it was also very male-centric, I mean, because we were right, you know, this is the newspaper for, you know, the whole financial world, and obviously, so we had a lot of male reporters, and it was hard for the white women reporters, too. I mean, you know, okay, I remember first starting there, you know, the difficulties that I had trying to talk. So, even though I felt like I was, you know, I knew how to ask questions, and everything, I really didn't understand business, but it took a while for me to figure it out. And of course, a lot of people think, oh, you know, you're the total person when you're having a girl. But the point was, when Aaron said about the point about being patient, this patience thing, and I really want to make this is the point that I need to make this clear to everybody. Because so many young people I know are like in such a hurry. You guys are coming with this generation now where everything is so instantaneous.
Yes.
You all are used to seeing something happen. You have to be patient. And I'm not saying it's not necessarily dues pay. A lot of times people who are talented do leapfrog over the others. But the thing is you do have to be patient. And I know even the years that when I worked for the Journal, they made me cover the courthouse for a year. I hated that job. But the thing is, I learned so much from that job. And I really did apply myself. I didn't say, oh, I got to do this job. I did at the beginning, but then I said, get over it. This is where you are. Make the best of it. Have you all seen this movie, Zootopia? This movie I just saw this, and the bunny in that job, she is, this movie, it's an animated movie, but it's something that has a really good message. And this is, the bunny is a female, and you know, she graduated top of her class, and she's going to the police academy, and they give her a job to write parking tickets. And her job is to write 100 parking tickets a day. And she said, I'm going to write 200. And they show her in the movie. It's really cute, but she is trying to, every time she watches, as soon as that meter expires, she was at her. And that's the way that you should think. That's your message. I mean, for all you bloggers, for everybody, you all kind of dress up a lot. You know, I want to wait. A lot of young designers now, they don't want to work with somebody else. They feel like they got to leap off. You know, a lot of times you have to be patient. And, you know, and as Mickey said, chance favors are prepared for.
Brand new
hip-hop thing and it just won national. And just to put it in time context, so P. Diddy is driving a Volkswagen, just, you know, so you guys understand. It's the freshest Volkswagen ever. But it's still a Volkswagen. So, you know, I'm a hip-hop kid. I'm coming out of New York. I love style. I love models. I'm into magazines. I'm a writer. So there are these multiple selves that I'm trying to make happen. In my 40s, at the source, I think that's clearest to me is that there is a need for another magazine that speaks to the new generation who are identified in other places where, for example, my mother was. So that's what stirred in me when I was at the source and watching the young people who created the magazine do it told me that it was possible. So I shot this idea until I was in the But finally, I got some folks who were interested in the concept, not necessarily interested in doing business with myself and my partner, and quite literally said, don't bring your lawyers, don't bring your business plan. We will hire you to be, basically, to run your thing, but we will not empower you to be in business with your thing. So I had a decision to make very early on in my career. You know, a lot of people now in hindsight think it was just green, and how did that happen? It happened because we decided to let it happen, but I have no regrets. That was the only way that Money Magazine was ever going to come to life. So, you know, I didn't know exactly how to navigate corporate. It was one of my weaknesses. I think that today it's probably something that is a struggle for me in some respects because I don't respect the rules of corporate. So if they're department, make myself fit in those spaces. You know, you got to do what you got to do. But that said, I'm always awkward and a little bit, you know. So it wasn't about, it wasn't just about a clarity of mission. About this constant self-defining and constantly wanting to inject myself in places. And I'm like, so I'm a hip-hop girl, but at the source, I'm the only one here. My sister friend who was there with me is gone, and now I'm the only person who's a feminist in this world. What do I do with that? I can get money back here and on and on. So it's for me, the mission was about not losing myself. Yeah.